Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting third. The center fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field. Sushok picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sushok. Joost goes all the way around to score. Philly moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Friend moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lund. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball towards left. Sushok catches it and throws to third to double up Robinson. Joost scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a line drive towards first. Robinson catches it and steps on first to double up Friend. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sushok moves to third. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-2 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch McGee for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund is hit by the pitch. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe juggles the ball. That's an error on Babe. Lund moves to third. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sushok hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lund scores. Niemann moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Niemann moves to third. Sushok moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Sushok scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield bunts towards third. Babe fields it and throws to second for the out. Dropo moves to third. One out. Jerry Pretty pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Don Lund now playing left field. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund who is chasing the ball. Astroth reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Astroth scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Joost steals second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-3 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Friend hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Athletics. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Astroth is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batts moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dave Madison. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batts scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Athletics. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Erickson now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Niemann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Athletics. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.